About 30 years ago, Charles Barkley starred in a commercial. And in the commercial, he said six words that would define his career. Charles Barkley said, "I am not a role model." At the time, back in the early 90s, this was considered to be controversial. You had Nike marketing Michael Jordan as the role model, as the guy that every kid in America should strive to be like, should look up to. Be Like Mike was everywhere. Nike marketed Michael Jordan as the all-American hero. Now, on the opposite side of the spectrum, you had Charles Barkley telling every child, every parent in America that he wasn't a role model. And he was absolutely right. Charles Barkley was not a role model. The real message of that commercial was, parents should not rely on professional athletes or other entertainers that are on television to raise their children. Parents should be responsible for raising their own children. That was the whole point of the commercial. And here we sit, 30 years later, and Charles Barkley has kind of transformed into a role model. He is one of very, very few in sports media that has the balls to speak out against the woke movement. Most of these talking heads in sports media are so afraid of not being considered woke that they just fall in line and comply and say whatever they're supposed to say. I really don't believe that most of the talking heads on ESPN and Fox Sports 1 really believe this woke garbage. They just want to keep their high-paying jobs. You speak out against wokeness on ESPN, you get fired. And if you don't believe me, just go ask Curt Schilling. During the Final Four on Saturday, somehow the conversation on CBS turned towards politics. More than likely, the decision by Major League Baseball to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta was brought up, and that's how politics got brought into the conversation. Charles Barkley, never one who is shy when it comes to voicing his opinion, he chimed into the conversation, and I wish I could play the clip for you guys, but YouTube is so ridiculous with their copyright strikes nowadays, so I'm just going to read to you a little excerpt of what Charles Barkley said. Quote, "Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart, but I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republican or Democrat, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer," end quote. If you've been following me on the channel for a while, at least since last summer, then you already know that this is exactly what I have been saying for 12 months now. Charles Barkley, once again, absolutely right. Most white people and black people are really good people. We actually agree on more issues than we disagree. The problem is the politicians. The problem is always the politicians. Here is what politicians do. They create a problem, then they fly in like Superman on the naive, vulnerable population and provide the solution. That way, they look like heroes, and they maintain their power, which means they continue to make millions of dollars while the poor people in the country continue to suffer. Let me give you an example. What was the big movement last summer? It was the movement that the NBA really got behind. Black Lives Matter. The group was supporting the Defund the Police movement. That whole movement, that whole Defund the Police movement, that all got started because Black Lives Matter, who was coordinating with politicians, created the false narrative that all police departments in the country were racist, that the police had a vendetta against the black population. Innocent, unarmed black men were being viciously murdered by the police every day. Now, anyone with a thinking brain knows that, one, the funding the police is absurd, and two, the narrative that BLM and politicians were pushing was just completely false. Black Lives Matter, they claim to fight for the rights of black people. Now let me ask you this. Who is hurt the most if the police are defunded? If we got rid of the police, who hurts the most? Not a guy like me. I live in an upper middle class neighborhood in the suburbs. There is no crime here. If a kid has his bike stolen, it would be big news in the neighborhood that I live in. The demographic who would be hurt the most if police were dismantled are the people who live in poor neighborhoods. So Black Lives Matter and all these politicians, they claim to fight for African Americans, then influence them to make their neighborhoods worse by getting rid of the police. Who the hell are those people in those neighborhoods going to call when someone is trying to rape their daughter or kill them, break into their home? Can't call the police. They'd be gone. So who's going to show up? Are they going to call Joe Biden to come rescue them? Joe Biden can barely walk. A strong fart can knock him off his feet. Are they going to call Kamala Harris? They going to call Black Lives Matter? Let me know how that goes. Let me know if they show up for you. The truth is, the people in those poorer neighborhoods would just be fending for themselves, which is exactly what the politicians want. Because then those people would need the politicians to rescue them. You see how that works? Create the problem, then offer the solution. Charles Barkley is also right when he says politicians are constantly trying to divide us by race. Politicians know that there are two issues that can always create a divide. Race, money. That's why they're constantly trying to get minorities in this country to hate people with money, hate rich people. It's a diversion. This rich guy with money is why you are poor. This rich guy is why your neighborhood is rife with crime. They're taking all the money and being greedy, keeping it for themselves. When in reality, the politicians are the real problem. This is the reason that I don't understand why these sports leagues and these star players are getting involved in politics. One, the very people guys like LeBron James claim to fight for are being used by the politicians. And two, I have said this countless times over the last 12, 18 months, but I'm going to say it again. There is no winning when athletes become involved with political and social issues. It is a lose-lose. I have had hundreds, maybe thousands of comments over the last year of people telling me that they have quit watching the NBA, the NFL, or Major League Baseball because of those leagues' involvement in the political spectrum. Honestly, even though I agree with everything Charles Barkley said the other night, I really don't like him saying it, at least on that specific platform. I don't tune into the NBA on TNT, or in this case, the broadcast of the Final Four, to hear political opinions. I tune in to hear their opinions on basketball. But in this case, I kind of understand why Charles Barkley chimed in and brought this up, and maybe this is a good thing. I was expecting Charles Barkley to receive major backlash for these comments, but it's almost been universal support. Everything that I have read, people agree with Charles Barkley. Now, maybe, just maybe, this is a sign that we are moving on from being woke, moving on from the cancel culture. If Charles Barkley would have said this same stuff last summer, he would have been vilified for it. Matter of fact, Charles Barkley was vilified last summer for comments that he made about being woke and all that. But he's not being vilified right now for it. So maybe this is a sign that things are changing. With everything going on politically right now, the NBA has been strangely silent. Have you noticed that? With that new voting bill passing in Georgia, politicians comparing it to the Jim Crow era, I've been sitting waiting on LeBron James or someone in the NBA to insert their opinions on this issue. But it's been silence. Why is that? Maybe it's because the NBA learned their lesson last summer. At least, I hope that's the reason. Their endorsement of Black Lives Matter last summer and social justice, it ruined the ratings for the playoffs, so hopefully that is the reason. Now, Major League Baseball, on the other hand, it seems like they didn't receive the memo. You would think that Rob Manfred, the commissioner in Major League Baseball, you would think he could not be this stupid. I know that the sport of baseball, Major League Baseball in particular, I know they're behind the times, but They had two examples in the NFL and the NBA of why going woke is bad for business, and they did it anyway. Major League Baseball is in trouble. Ratings were already bad. We talked about them moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta earlier this week and how stupid that decision was, and it really doesn't make sense. Atlanta has a big black population, and supposedly the reason baseball moved the All-Star game was to stand up for the rights and specifically the voting rights of black people. And then they removed the All-Star game from Atlanta and put it in Denver, Colorado, a heavily white populated area. This doesn't make any sense. Now, Major League Baseball is already draining viewers. Young people don't watch. And then Rob Manfred goes and makes a decision that is going to piss off his older audience, which is really the only audience that he has. Hopefully, we can get past this woke garbage in sports and just get back to football and basketball. And if you watch baseball, just get back to baseball. But I've got to be honest. I don't see it happening. I actually think it's going to get worse. I brought up the ESG rating system to you guys on Sunday. With everything that I'm seeing and reading on this, I think that ESG is about to influence how these sports leagues make decisions on political issues. Now, sports and politics should never mix. You and I, we know that. But with ESG, it is going to force these leagues, like the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, to take a stand on political and social issues. The problem is, if they take the wrong stand, meaning if they disagree with wokeness, then they have dire consequences. The ESG rating system is designed to get everyone in compliance with being woke. That is the only logical explanation that I can think of that Major League Baseball moved their All-Star game. I know the NBA has been quiet politically lately, but how long is that going to last? We are one incident away from LeBron James using that platform to advocate for social justice. Probably is going to happen during the playoffs when the NBA has the most attention and the most eyeballs on it. Anyway, what do you guys think of Charles Barkley's comments? Do you agree with him or do you think he's off base? Also, with Charles Barkley making those comments on what's supposed to be a show about the Final Four, are you guys as tired as I am of political issues being brought up on sports shows? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.